Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back with this new hot beat. It's Bacon Smiles time. That's right. I'm Steve Patera, joined as always by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
That's right. We got a jam-packed episode for you.
Sizzling.
It's sizzling. We got the bacon on the fryer. I don't know why I'm talking like that.
I don't know why either, but it's fine. It's fine. You can keep going if you want.
Good news. Those of you who listened last time, Buster is home. He's doing good. Yeah. The day after we recorded the last podcast, it was really rough because he had to be rushed back into surgery. He never came home, so I guess it's, you know, they had to bring him right back into surgery. Could have lost him, so that was really scary, but he's home, so I just wanted to get that out of the way right at the beginning. He's home, he's good. He greeted Evan joyfully right there at the door.
I missed him. It was so weird coming in the last time 2 weeks ago, because it was just so quiet walking in. Like, where's Buster?
Yeah, it was great to get him home. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, but a couple other things to go over. Last time, I didn't really touch on the fact that before I went to Ireland, I also ran a retreat for a church in East Hartford, and it went well. So I want to talk about that just a little bit. Meet and greet was this past weekend, yes, so just definitely going to touch on that. And you got music.
That's right. New releases.
Yep. Our gospel is pretty awesome. I actually really like this gospel. It's Mark 12, 28, and it's the greatest commandments. So that'll be our gospel reading for today, and we'll kind of break it down a little bit. Saint, pretty interesting story. I'm going to butcher his name, so I apologize. His name is Franz Jägerstätter. Yep.
All right.
And then Evan's got some funny news for us.
Very good. Very good.
Awesome. All right. So
I just can't get past that name.
Jägerstätter.
Jägerstätter.
Sounds like
a fun guy to have at a party.
Yeah. If you look him up, the spelling is as hard as it sounds.
Yeah.
So a few weeks before I went to Ireland, I got a phone call from a friend of mine saying that they're looking to have a confirmation retreat at a parish in East Hartford, Our Lady of Peace. And they were like, we're looking to get it done on a Saturday. Do you have any Saturdays available? And the only Saturday I had kind of in the upcoming few weeks was this Saturday I was going to Ireland.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So Eva was, very understanding in the end, but I started it off pretty poorly. Like, hey, don't mean to stress you out, but how you feel about me running a retreat the day we're leaving? And her only response was, you better be packed.
Yeah, that's a good response.
So, but anyway, so I ended up running a retreat from like 10 a.m. to like 2:30, and our flight was at 6, so we had to get an international flight, so we had to get to the airport.
Thankfully, out of Connecticut.
Well, out of Bradley, yeah. So it was nice, because that's only like 20 minutes from my house, so it worked out well, but it was a little stressful for her. I'm like, all right, we'll make it work. Yeah, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
What could go wrong?
But the retreat itself went awesome. We played games. We shared faith. We did some, faith sharing. And
I hope you wore your shirts, your Jesus shirts.
Oh, I definitely did. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Ketchup or taco? I don't know. One of them.
Okay. All right. Good.
I definitely did. Yeah, because I wouldn't do it without it.
Right.
But it was fun. It was great. You know what the biggest compliment any retreat leader can ever get?
What's that?
This is way better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree.
Because that was pretty much the consensus. It's one of those things where this is a mandatory confirmation retreat for 10th graders on a Saturday. And they have to be there. And they were told to be there at 9:30.
Yeah.
So I had to get there at 9:30 too. And Yeah, let's just say those of you who are teenagers and or know some teenagers, just imagine saying, hey, you guys have to go to church on Saturday at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, their attitude is going to be so winning. Super thrilled to see me.
Yeah.
And as soon as I come in, I'm like, hey, how are you? How's everything going? And they're like, is there food?
Yeah.
I just want to sleep.
Can you just roll out a cot? Yeah.
I'm just going to sit pillows. Over here and, you know. But it was awesome. It was great. They got right into it. We, like I said, we played some games and it went really well. It was pretty awesome to get them going and just see the evolution. You know, I love running retreats for that reason. Yeah, because you see the evolution of like, man, we really don't want to be here. And then they'll connect with a game or they'll connect with my faith story. And it really was awesome to see them just change throughout the day, because they definitely went from I hate you to like, oh, okay, we're having fun. Like, yeah. I thought this was going to be Bible study. So it was just great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a concept. Our faith can be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's really awesome. So this past weekend, meet and greet was on. It was awesome. It was great, as it always was. But Sam Tadzia, a friend of mine who helps me, helps all of us put it on. It's his property that we do it on. And it's basically, you know, I help put it on. It's our men's ministry. No one person is really in charge. It's a group of us men trying to put on a really great men's night. But he said it took him a long time to realize that being Catholic doesn't mean you're lame.
Right. Right.
And he said it that night as we started, like, sometimes it gets lost on me, you know, what meet and greet is about, because we play such outlandish games. You know, when a team of 12 guys flips a car over on its roof, spins it around, and then rolls it back over, how is that glorifying God?
Right.
So that's where it's like, we need to talk about it, because what we're doing is we're building men and showing men that you don't have to be lame to be Catholic. Being Catholic doesn't mean that you're lame. Being Christian doesn't mean that you're lame. You can be fun. You can still be a good dude and God fearing and loving man and be awesome.
Right.
You can have a relationship with Jesus Christ and still be an awesome dude. Mm-hmm. And so that's the reason we put it together. And
shooting cannons.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a 2x4 cannon. I've mentioned it so many times in this podcast, but for those of you who are new and subscribing on iTunes,
awesome.
Thank you, by the way. Subscribers are going up somehow, some way. They're finding us on the Buddhist section of iTunes. But anyway, sorry, ADD. So it's, you know, we have cannons, we have potato cannons, we have targets that look like broccoli, because you know what? We like meat. We don't like broccoli. Right. And I don't know why I'm talking so much with my hands right now.
For the people on Facebook Live.
I'm pumped up. But it's all about, like, the activities, getting men together, getting them the fellowship, and see that they're capable of just having fun and honoring God at the same time. We pray together, and then at the end of the night, someone shares a story or a faith piece, some knowledge with the men. And this past time, a gentleman from Crossroads for Christ came and shared about three saints and their stories, and there's these great men that did such great things, and it's just, but you can do it with humility, you know. Saints, a very common thread is the humility that they show, even if they're a greeter at church, you know, a priest that couldn't speak the language, so he couldn't do confessions, he couldn't bless a mass, he couldn't serve communion, but he was the best door greeter he could be, and he became a saint. Miracles were happening because of him. You know, take the job that you're given, in a calling that you're given, and run with it. Do it the best you can, you know. So that was like the, you know, this saint is just an example of him. of that, and it's just awesome. So it's awesome to share those stories and have that fellowship and that faith piece at the end. We've had my friend Travis talk about theology of the body, which is a tremendously huge topic to try to cover, like, in the 40 minutes at the end. But he did an awesome job, and it's definitely something that should be talked about. We're not afraid to say that life can be a spiritual battle. We're not afraid to say, like, sometimes you're fighting the devil. Hmm. Like, and I'm not talking this cartoonish vision that you hear about in movies, with the red devil with a pitchfork and horns
hanging out on your shoulder,
telling you to do bad things. It evil is out there. Demons are out there. Like, this is real life. And sometimes you don't notice that it's creeped into you. I commonly refer to it as the darkness of life, because it's easier to just think about just how much negative darkness we surround ourselves with. And this is an opportunity to get together as men and band together and try to battle that. And know that you're not alone. That's the biggest thing, and I know I say it a lot, is always realize you're never alone in your battle. You're never alone in your struggle. Whether that struggle is depression, whether that struggle is loneliness, whether that struggle is addiction, whether that struggle is just self-esteem, just not thinking that you're worth anything, you're never alone. Reach out. Know that you have brothers and sisters in Christ who are there for you. God puts them in your life. I can't say that enough, that sometimes you need to reach out. Sometimes you need to let your brothers and sisters pick you up, because that's what we're here for. And that's what meet and greet is all about. Yeah, we have telephone poles in the yard that become a salmon ladder. And shout out to Brett Montminy, who did like 19 rungs on the salmon ladder. It's like 30 feet off the ground. But it's just awesome. Yeah, and it was so awesome to see Brett and his brother Matt came, and their dad, Dennis, came. And it was just awesome. They were in it.
Cool.
And to see them just have a great time. So if you're interested in the next meet and greet, it's going to be sometime in the fall. It's going to be great. Message me directly. It doesn't matter. Find, you know, contact me through the website, baconsmiles.org. I'll let you know all about it. It's amazing. It can change lives. I'm telling you, I've seen it.
So, yeah.
I'm really stoked about it. So, I hope that the passion comes out through it. It's a pretty awesome experience. And this weekend was amazing. So
awesome.
Yeah. You pumped up?
I'm pumped up. I got that energy from you, and woo.
So what we got in music?
So music, so this Friday, so if you're listening to this tomorrow, this is coming out tomorrow, but House Fires, which is the band that originally wrote Good Good Father that so many bands have covered since.
Oh, wow.
I
actually did not know who actually wrote that song.
Yeah. So
it was, you're a good, good father. Yeah.
And a lot of churches are going to be singing that Father's Day weekend.
No, yeah. Yep.
But Pat Barrett's the lead singer of that. And he and Chris Tomlin have since written a book, a children's book called Good Good Father.
Oh, awesome.
But anyway, House Fires is releasing a new project this weekend. It is called We Say Yes, worth checking out. Also this weekend, Hillsong United is coming out with a project called Wonder.
Okay.
And looking ahead, I'm not sure if this has a release date yet or not, but Matt Maher has just released a new radio single off an upcoming project. So,
all right.
So if you're a Matt Maher fan, MJ, and pretty much anyone else, I'd imagine listening to this podcast. I mean, he's a talented man.
Yeah. Do you think MJ still listens?
I hope so. I sent her a Snapchat right before we started. So,
I'm curious to know. So, MJ, if you hear this part, I expect a text message.
The gauntlet's been thrown down. So Matt Maher's got a new project coming out, and also Sidewalk Prophets has just released a new single that's going to be hitting radio stations pretty soon.
Awesome. So. Yeah. Matt Maher going to be at Soulfest.
That's summer. Correct. You know, funny story about that. A couple of years ago when we went to Soulfest and he was doing the, I think it was the Catholic Mass.
Yeah.
And he was just playing so beautifully, and I had my little recorder with me for the radio station. I was like, oh, this would be great to get some little audio of this
playback
on the recap for the radio show. And so, and I completely forgot I had done that. So recently I was going through my recorder, going through all the files, and I was like, oh, what is this? And I'm like playing back a little audio snippet, and it's him singing like a little stripped down acoustic Lord, I Need You.
Wow.
And I'm listening to this. I'm like, oh, this sounds so cool. This is like crystal clear. As I'm thinking that, the zip line,
zing,
you hear, and someone yelled, this is lit. So the audio I couldn't use for the station, but I was like, oh, man, but it was cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Speaking of Soulfest and Mass with Matt Marr, I got to give a shout out to my friend Kyle Erickson. He is going to be at Soulfest this year.
Awesome.
He's a music minister. He has done adorations and stuff like that with Dave up in Vermont.
Okay.
And he is an incredibly talented musician, incredibly deep spiritual Christian.
Nice.
And his worship music and his adorations are awesome. When you see him play, you can just feel it.
It's all vertical.
It's just you can just feel the fact that he is pointing to God and just using the music and the prayer and the worship to just honor God and glorify him, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
So he'll be at Soulfest. I think he'll be with the New Hampshire Youth Fest booth and doing some music and doing some stuff with the Catholic cool. masses. So those of you who go, check him out. Tell him that Steve Patera sent you, and he'll laugh because all I do is make Kyle laugh on retreat because it's fun. We have to be separated a lot. We were trying to introduce the rules last time, and I couldn't stop laughing, and he couldn't stop laughing. He had to leave the room.
That's hysterical.
So, shout out to Kyle Erickson. You can find his music on iTunes and Spotify too. He's released a couple of CDs. He's got another one coming out, I think, soon. But yeah, check him out and go say hi to him at Soulfest.
Now, in Erickson, is there a K or no K? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think there might be. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
I'm sure we'll find out either way. There's not too many variations in that.
Yeah. So just search Kyle Erickson, Christian musician. I'm sure it'll pop up. But yeah, he's really good dude.
Okay.
Yeah, young kid too. He's only like 19 or 20.
Really?
Super talented. That's awesome. I can't even explain.
Get him a label.
I feel like he can play a musical instrument so good, and I've definitely messed him up playing my cajon because I've had a cajon for 3 years and cannot play it a lick, but I have it. So I tap along, I drum along, and one time he literally stopped playing and was like, I can't.
That is funny.
So it was just awesome because, you know, super talented, can probably play through anything. And I'm right over there like, and he's like, seriously, Steve.
No, I can't even. Right now.
I can't. He's like, I can't play.
Right.
You're messing me up. So, yeah. Anyway, so sorry. Took that's part okay. of your music.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Music section. Moving into the gospel.
This is a good one.
Yeah, it's great. I actually had it bookmarked this time.
Hey,
so you don't
good.
Hear the rustling of the pages. Trying to be prepared.
That's right. We're getting there.
All right. So, the gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes, when he came forward and heard them disputing and saw how well he had answered them, asked him, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, the first is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, well said, teacher. You are right in saying, he is one and there is no other. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered with such understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That's so great.
Yeah.
It just spoke to me that was the gospel reading for today. Mm-hmm. That God is what we should strive for.
Right.
He is the only thing that you should worship.
Mm-hmm.
Not money, not stuff, not anything here on earth. Mm-hmm. For my wife and I, we should strive towards Jesus and meet each other in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That my whole goal as a husband is to lead my wife to Christ,
mm-hmm.
and to get to heaven. That's it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty lofty, you know, pretty hard to do, but easy to do at the same time, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, but
especially if you're both working on that at the same time.
Exactly. And so that's what it says, in love thy neighbor as you love yourself. That old adage, like, do unto others.
Yeah.
As you would do to yourself. You know, amen. Like, that's just, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, what were your feelings?
I mean, I think, you know, when you hear a lot about people, with everything that's going on, especially in London the last few days and France, and there's been a lot of attacks on religion. And one thing that I've heard in a quote, and this was from years ago, but I was listening to some older albums, and they said, one of the larger causes of atheism is not the person's lack of believing in God, but seeing the way that Christians act.
Yeah.
And I think that's why that verse is so important that you read, because sometimes it gets lost, this idea of, you know, loving God, but also loving your neighbors as yourself.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how hard it is.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when people are saying, oh, well, you know, it's only religious people doing this, it's only this or that. I'm like, well, it's unfortunately because they've seen so many times where, unfortunately, being that there's a small group of people that have been acting like this way, it's
well, yeah, it broadens this thing, and it's just it becomes something that it's not
right.
supposed to be. And when anytime someone manipulates their own religion, they skew it one way or the other, and it becomes just something that's not designed to be, because a person has just manipulated it.
Right.
But in this case, it's just the gospel is just calling us. Like, if you love God and you love each other, that's it. Like, these are the most, there is nothing more important than that.
Mm-hmm.
That if you show God that you just honor him and you praise him and you glorify God above all and Jesus, then that's all, like, that's all you have to do. And then love each other. Mm. And you will be right there in the kingdom of God. Like, you will be there. It's just, that's just awesome. Talk about someone who lived their life for Christ.
Right.
And ended up dying for it.
And has an awesome name.
Yeah. St. Franz. F-R-A-N-Z. Jägerstätter. And I'm not going to spell that.
No.
Yeah. He was actually imprisoned by the Nazis in Germany because his country, his part of Germany was taken over by the Austrian army, and he was forced. They were trying to force him into the military to become a Nazi, and he outright refused. Mm-hmm. He, as a Christian, said, "No, I cannot stand for this. I cannot serve Hitler. I can't do that." And so he ended up being imprisoned, beheaded, and sacrificed his life for the religion. So it was just amazing. Like, it's just this really sad, of course, tragic story. His wife and children. He wrote a letter to them, and it's just, it's this amazing story of an amazing man. And so you can look into it, but Saint of the Day.
You can look him up. Good luck spelling the name.
Yeah, if you just look up Saint of the Day, and I think it's for June 8th.
June 8th.
Yeah, it's Saint Franz Jägerstätter. I don't know how else to say that.
Right.
But yeah, so that's the Saint of the Day.
Excellent.
Well, what you got?
So for News of the Weird, I thought I'd change it up today. One thing that I love is seeing people getting together and just working together to change things. I mean, seeing that with our youth groups when we do service projects, it's always really encouraging to see the hard work that teenagers and we do as a group.
And somehow I don't think this is going to have the same feel to it.
You'll see where I'm going, though, because, you know, thanks to social media and sites like change.org,
yeah,
people can also now get together and stand up for a cause without leaving their seat.
Yeah.
So it's still a cool thing, but, you know, for fun, I went on change.org and went to find the weirdest petitions that people had put and the weirdest pushes that they are making for change. So I compiled the list. It's not too long. But first off, one is from a gentleman named Ben. He's from Arizona.
Okay.
And he has set up a petition to have a sticker or a painting of Matt Damon's face from The Martian on a next Mars rover.
Okay. So super important. You know, big deal.
It's got a few signatures on it. But he basically says such a small act could land them good publicity and show that even an organization of this magnitude can have a little fun sometimes. And then he also adds, oh, and by the way, this would just be a small sticker or a painting as to not intrude on anything. And that this would potentially make for more interest in NASA from today's youth and give homage to pop culture as we know and love.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of a stretch, but
yeah, that's fine. That's okay.
If you're for that, sign up at change.org.
Yeah.
Another one is make a grammar rule. Now this took a few reads for me to understand.
Okay.
But this is from a person who says, I have always had a problem saying that I can do something more than people. As everyone knows, when you compare two things, you put ER at the end of the word. For example, the tree is bigger than the house. And if you put E and you put EST when comparing three or more things, for example, that is the shortest tree in the orchard. However, she says, I'm assuming this is a she, it could be a he, but what I am suggesting it is there should be a suffix added to the words to make the word mean more than the word with EST. So add another level of more to it.
What?
So this person suggests you should add ERT at the end of the word to make it noticeably greater than the word with EST.
This makes my brain hurt.
Oh, dude, I have ADD too. I was trying to get through this. I was going, what on earth?
So apparently this person thinks that they can't say the mostesis of the mostesis.
Example they give is girl, I love you. Boy, I love you more. Girl, I love you most. Boy, I love you, Mert.
Mert. Okay.
And then they wrap up with, I don't know why this hasn't happened yet, but it should happen soon.
Okay. Yeah, they're really intent on this Mert thing.
Right. Moving on. This one doesn't need much explanation. The title alone says, DMX is really a pigeon. Help me confirm this through extensive DNA testing.
Submitted by Evan Shaw Mumford of Manchester, Connecticut.
Here we go again! And then this one, I think would actually be good at conversation starter. So if people want to weigh in by email or Twitter or Facebook,
if you think DMX is really a pigeon.
No. I'm talking about the next topic we're about to go into. I mean, if you want to give your 2 cents on DMX being a pigeon.
I really need... I need to know. This is affecting my life.
Right.
I say that's it. We're ending on this one because it's just ridiculous.
Y'all going to make me lose my mind.
DMX is a pigeon. I want to. Okay, sorry. All right. So do you think this person thought of the most outlandish thing they could? And that thing was that DMX is actually a pigeon. Or do they actually think that DMX is actually
a pigeon? I have no idea. I tried not to look into it too much. I kind of cocked my head to the side, sort of like a pigeon. And then I just kind of scooted away.
Awesome.
So for this one that I'd love to get people's feedback on, this caption was, the headline was, NFL teams, pay your cheerleaders a living wage. And this is from Diane in California. And her argument is some NFL teams pay their cheerleaders minimum wage, $9 an hour, while concession stand workers make $12 to $18 per hour.
I'm for not having cheerleaders. This might sound a little counterproductive, but right. I'm for not having scantily clad women dancing around on the sidelines during a football game.
Sure, sure. And when you look at concession stand workers, they're serving people. They're getting yep. food prepared. They're pouring drinks. They're doing a little yeah. more than, you know, standing on the sidelines and
yeah. And that's the thing is I do think that, you know, for youth sports and youth cheerleading and stuff like that, where it's just this activity where there's like crazy flips and moves, where it's yeah. just like almost like gymnastics and cheers and stuff like that. I totally understand it. You're trying to get the crowd involved at a high school game, at a middle school game, or cool, got it. Yeah. In an NFL game, I'm not even sure people notice them. But, right. And to be honest, they're not shown a lot on TV. They're not shown a lot.
You see them way off in the distance. Yeah,
and in the crowds, I guess, if you're at a game live, you could tell me differently. But I'm not for it anyway. You know, it doesn't make much sense.
So I'm guessing you wouldn't sign that petition.
No, I would not. I'm all for them going on strike, I guess.
Okay. They'll lift each other up in the air.
Yeah.
Try to get noticed.
And the thing is, so I get it. Like, the thing is it's risky. Like, yeah. they're doing a lot of risky moves. I get it. Like, they shouldn't be underpaid for what they're doing. Yeah, right. I totally get that, and I totally am in agreement with that. I'm just not for what they stand for. Like, I think it's exploitation of women. I'm just going to say that out loud.
If you have any thoughts, let us know on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have an Instagram. Never mind.
Yeah. I mean, you can find me on Instagram.
Right.
Stevie.pt. Yeah, I think that's right. Stevie_PT on Twitter. @_BaconSmiles on Twitter. And, yeah, all those things. So if you're looking to hire me to run a retreat, contact
Stevie.
Me.
Stevie.PT, that's
yep. right. Contact me through the website. There's a contact form right on there, baconsmiles.org. /contact. But you can find it right there on the drop-down menu. Yeah, other than that, there's going to be some big stuff coming up. There's going to be some big announcements that I can make coming up. Won't affect really this podcast, but will affect what I'm doing with my ministry and
awesome.
everything else. So stay tuned.
Okay, very good.
You got anything?
Yeah, so as you know, I do a Sunday afternoon show on WJMJ, and coming up this weekend is our pledge drive. So we're going to be asking listeners to donate money to the station to help keep it on air. We're a non-commercial radio station, and we rely on donations to keep going. So if you'd consider tuning in this Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6, the website's wjmj.org. I'd appreciate you listening, and I'd appreciate you considering donating to keep the radio station going.
Yeah, it's awesome because it's important too. You know, playing some Christian music, and they play some nice classic old stuff too, mm-hmm. and a loyal fan base. If you haven't tuned in to WJMJ, it is available on TuneIn apps and everything.
Right.
For those of you who are listening to this podcast, you're a little more tech-friendly.
That's right.
So, yeah, you can check it out there.
Very good.
Good. All right. So thanks, as always, for listening. And there hits the beat.
Woo!
So thanks, as always, for listening. Subscribe on iTunes. Love you guys. Thank you all so much. Keep smiling. God bless.